Well, Jim, a 1-1 draw with York to end the season. I would have liked to win, but it's pretty fair result in the end, I think.
Yeah, that's it. We wanted to win. I was, you know, absolutely shattered now because we were working so hard to get them and to get over that line and get a win, which we've all wanted, and obviously the fans have deserved. Certainly attacking the home fans. Fantastic goal by Jamie Devitt in front of the home fans for them to cheer, but you know, you're thinking we've rolled our luck because they've missed a couple of chances. We've had a couple of chances, but you know, Mullen goes through at the end. You're thinking, great, go on, pierce the net, and we'll come away 2-1 winners and finish on a positive note. But it was important that we didn't get beat. You know, I can understand people say, yeah, throw F and four, but if they had a good side on a counter attack, which they showed in periods in the game, and you know, they broke on us and they got in a couple of times. So it was important that we didn't lose the game, but. In the end, you know, fair result, but it was a nice day in a way because, yeah, there's been a bit of flak recently flying around and, you know, I've come in for it. Some of it I think's, you know, justifiable, some of it's not. But it is a results business, but, you know, the second half of the season, mid-January onwards, we haven't been good enough. And I'm the first to admit that, but there's been a lot of factors that have played a part in that. Some that people know about, some that they don't, so... It's been very tough for one reason or another. I'm not going to stand here and say, remember that decision that went against us, or that handball, or that penalty decision, or I'm not going to say suspensions to key players or injuries to key players and things like that. You know, that's part and parcel of the game. But, you know, it's been very, very difficult. But at the end of the day, you know, we're going to go into our 10th season as a Football League club next season, which is a great achievement by everyone connected. We all start the season with optimism and expectation, and everyone wants to do what Leicester have done this season and, you know, steamroll the league and be unexpected winners. And yeah, we started great, like we usually do. But there's been a couple of body blows. Obviously, the FA Cup was a killer for us, of getting beat against Dagenham, because everyone could see the pathway to the third round, and I thought that a bit of negativity set in then. But we regrouped, we went again, and into November, I think we were 4 or 5 points off the playoffs when we beat Yeovil at home. And then since then, there's been one or two games that have really turned it, you know, and as I say, there's been one or two other issues, but getting beat by Mansfield at home was a sickness in a game that we dominated. To concede 2 goals in the last 5 minutes really took the wind out of our sails, and from then on, we haven't really been able to get it back, and we've finished poorly, and that's the way it is. But as I say, the minimum requirements is that you stay in the league, and we've done that comfortably in the end. I know people say, well, if there was 3 or 4 that go down, but there's not. You know, when we mathematically got safe, we had to see a couple of loans, a couple of youngsters, you know, blooding them, because we've got to have a look with regards to next season. You know, and there's going to be players that leave in the club, and sometimes you feel, well, if they've got their eye on a move elsewhere, that you know, you've got to have a look at something else. And it's been a big balancing act in that respect with team selection and that. You know, you look at this stage last season when we played Southend, I think there was 8 players in that starting 11 that were under contract. You know, we've got so many out of contract now, and as I say, we'll lose a few of them. So whereas it's been a little bit difficult, a lot of things going on. You know, the lack of training on grass, in my opinion, killed us with the floods that we had. But again, you can't affect that. We're not blessed to have our own training facility, or you know, be able to spend money to go and train elsewhere. So there have been quite a few things that have gone against us, but as I say, there's plenty to be positive about. And the biggest thing is that we're in the league next season. Now, whatever happens over the summer happens, but we've got a chance to go again next season. We've got to learn from this season. You know, be positive, be confident, do what we've got to do in the summer, get a break, regroup. What we have available, we will go and spend as wisely as we can and have a competitive team for next season, and hopefully improve on this one. You know, there's lessons to be learned, and that's what we've got to do.
As for you personally, has this been your toughest ever season as a manager?
Yeah, definitely. It's been very tough. Although a couple of years ago when we went away to Hartlepool and got beat 2-1 after them going down to 10 men and us being 1-0 up, and then thinking, God, we've got to go to Wimbledon and get a result to stay up. That was, they were the real lonely times. They were the times when, as soon as I went to sleep, I was struggling, and when I woke up, I was struggling, and everything in between, I was struggling. but this season, although we haven't really been, you know, we haven't been right down there, we've never been in danger really. We did slip, and you know, cautiously looking over your shoulder, but you know, York and Dagenham have struggled, and as I say, once we got safe a good few weeks ago, we've tried one or two things, it's backfired. You know, the Dagenham game away was poor, but as I say, I did it for the right reasons, with one eye on the future. But yeah, it's been very difficult. There's quite a few things that have happened. Obviously, a lot people know about, and there's other little things that stays within the club. And you know, there's been quite a few things that have really gone against us, and it just seems to be one thing after another. And when you're after that little bit of luck to change the cycle and get back on winning ways, you know, Carlisle at home when we were winning 1-0, I thought we had excellence on the day, and two decisions went against us which cost us two goals, and you end up losing the game 2-0, and everyone goes home gutted and no one more than me, because it is, I live and breathe the football club and my job, and I only want what's best. You know, I do get home and it does rule my life. I wake up thinking about it, and we've tried so hard and stuck together and keep working hard, and it hasn't been an ideal season for one or two reasons that have, you know, but that's the way it goes. But it has been very difficult, but you know me, I'm always positive and remain positive, and now, you know, we've got to regroup, definitely get a rest. I need a rest now, to be honest, and see what's what over the coming weeks. Some things I can affect, some things I can't, but you know, guaranteed that I'll do what I think's best for the football club. And you know, as I say, for the last 5 years as a football league manager at this club, we've kept them in the division. We always want more. We've been up there, we haven't been up there, we've you know, we've been on good runs, poor runs, you know, but at the end of the day, the minimum requirements is to stay in the league. You know, we lose two clubs now, and you look at the other clubs that have gone down over those 5 years, and the clubs who were fighting like mad to get back up, who were much bigger clubs than us with bigger resources, and they give their right arm to be where we are. So that's massively something to be proud of. But now we've got to, as I say, get ourselves ready, do what we've got to do, learn from things if we can, and come back fighting next season and look to improve and be positive as a football club and stick together. That's the main thing for me. Is there's been a little bit of pulling here and there and things happening. We've got to stick together, and you know, through the tough times, stay strong, and through the good times, enjoy them. And the biggest thing for me today, the biggest pleasing thing for me, was the reaction of the crowd towards me. Fought during the game, it was brilliant. At the end, it was brilliant. I had to, you know, get the microphone put on my face, it was outstanding. And nice that they were singing the players' names as well, you know. And there is good players at the club, good players on contract, players who've been fantastic this season for us. And you know, we'll all see what happens tonight at the Player of the Year. Doing some of them will be awarded the things for the right reasons, because there's been some real good stuff this season. But we know where the problem lies, and now we've got to, as I say, regroup and go again, and look forward to a positive future.